Sid, the final frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hi everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 27. Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, as usual, spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a semi-regular music podcast featuring reinterpretations of tunes from the Commodore 64 home computer, plus original music recorded directly from the Commodore 64 sound chip. Music today from Adam Gilmore, Rob Herbert, Thomas Detter, Doran Deutsch, Binster and Mackey. Plus news, listener feedback and a new way to contact the Takeaway, so lean back and enjoy the show. first up in today's show was A Dragoness by Chabby. That was a request from listener Sean Waters over in the UK. And second up, another request, that was Thomas Dettert, Gordian Tomb, the opening theme, based on a 1992 SID by Thomas Dettert as well. That one was requested by Michael Style, who wrote me saying, could I either play a SID by Thomas Dettert or a remix by him of his own work. It's all good, says Michael. Right, time for the news. First up, Remix 64 turned 5 years old on April 17th. So happy birthday to you, and so on and so forth. Really, if you haven't been to remix64.com, I heartily urge you to check it out. They've got a nice, very friendly forum there. Plus, you can find, if you're not interested in forum discussions, you can find all sorts of interviews and background material on creating music and things like that. So head over there and check it out, remix64.com. Right, the High Voltage SID Collection, the HVSC, the continuing archive project that aims to collect every single tune ever created on the Commodore 64, has had an update as well. They're now up to update 45, which features, compared to the earlier version, 663 new tunes, plus a massive 1,004 fixed rips and loads more. Now, if you've got SitPlay 3.4, like I have on my PowerBook, it will auto-update. However, if you're running SitPlay 3.4 on a Mac, you'll probably want to update to 3.4.1 before you install the High Voltage SID Collection update 45. I didn't, and I learned the hard way that there was a problem in 3.4 with detecting the update 45. So all of a sudden, SitPlay told me that I didn't have any High Voltage SID Collection installed. So that was a bit of a bother, but luckily Andreas Varga, who creates SitPlay, came through and issued a quick update. So thanks, Andreas. Right, in other podcasting news, there's another show coming up. This is a one-hour retro podcast from Ken's. If you've ever been over to binaryzone.org, you'll know that he has a range of interesting CDs and glossy prints of retro computers and DVDs and other stuff available. But he's also created a great deal of radio, one of the pioneers behind the first live shows, the first regular live shows, I should say, on Slay Radio, the C Show, which he did with their boss. Ken says now, working on a one-hour retro podcast. He doesn't know what kind of schedule it'll be on yet, but he's about 90% done on this first episode that will air on May 1st, actually what I meant to say was that it will be made available on May 1st. It will have exclusive airplay on Slay Radio, on the internet radio there, slayradio.org, beforehand. Otherwise, you can head over to www.binaryzone.org/podcast to get the show when it comes out. Hopefully by then, Kens will also have put up a subscription feed and all the other things that you need to do when you create a podcast. Right now, there's just a placeholder page with a nifty little image. If you know your Commodore 64 games, you'll probably think that it looks a bit like the cover image from One Man and His Droid, and you'd be right. And actually, the podcast is called One Man and His Mic, so that's very fitting. Anywho, Ken says that this will not be a specific show to any one format. So, but the first show is called Galway is God, so that'll probably be lots of Commodore 64 goodies. Looking forward to that. Right, there's also a new way to send audio comments into the C64 Takeaway. What you can do now is go to the show website and click on the Send Me a Voice Message image over in the right-hand sidebar. This will open a webpage over on audio.com that will allow you to record a message right there using a Macromedia Flash application that Audio has developed. You will, of course, need a microphone, plus you'll need to allow Audio's recording application to access the microphone input. But if you've got that all sorted, it's as easy to, as 1, 2, 3 to let yourself be heard on the Takeaway. And actually, a special thank you and a special shout out this week to... Oh, this week? This isn't the weekly podcast. I aim to make it a weekly podcast, but I'm busy in real life and work and all that. So a semi-regular podcast. So this semi-regular podcast special shout out goes to Craig Beds, who noticed the added possibility to send me voice messages through audio, even though I hadn't announced it on the show before. So thanks, Craig. It was really surreal hearing an audio feedback from a listener, because you guys are all used to hearing my voice, but I have no idea what you guys sound like. So thanks again, Craig. And everyone else, head over to the show site and send me some audio feedback. Thanks. Right. Enough of me yakking. It's time to cue up another tune. This next one... Hang on. Just needed to shuffle my notes, probably. This next one is Doran Deutsch. This is Outrun Acoustic. second up in the second set of the 27th edition of the C64 Takeaway. That was Rob Hubbard, Zoids, on a SID on a Commodore 64. This track is actually a bit special. It has a bit of a special story to it. There's a 1981 album by the group Synergy. The album is called Audion, and if you ever get hold of that album and put on the track called Ancestors, you'll probably be surprised to hear that that was actually what you just heard as well. That was Rob Hubbard doing a cover on the set of the tune Ancestors. Another tune from that album that also got recycled by Hubbard later on was the Shibboleth track, which was turned into the first tune for Master of Magic. I actually have the album here. I bought it many moons ago, and I can confirm firsthand that there is a very strong resemblance. But what the... Hey, you know... Why shouldn't the C64 musicians be influenced by what they were listening to at the time? Right, time for some feedback. We've got a couple of new Frapperpins this week, so shout-outs to Dave over in Tokyo, Japan, for providing the first Japanese pin. Also, Andy Kellett in Conestoga in the US is... has left a message, a shout out on the Frapper map saying, love the show, listen to every podcast so far, would love to hear more sets. Well, Andy, you just heard one, and there's many more coming your way on future shows. Next up, there's a pin from Flemming Rasmussen in Nykøbing in Denmark. Yay, that's my country, if anyone was wondering. So, hi Flemming. Also, I had a load of shout-outs on the Frapper map when I just checked it prior to recording this show, and I thought, yay, lots of people have discovered the show, and they hadn't because it was all comment spam, so I'll have to clean up afterwards. Oh, well. James sent me an email saying, hi, I'm wondering if you have anything that was recorded with a modded Commodore 64 with two SID chips. Back in the day, I knew people were doing this, but I never heard any examples of it. Got to agree with you that Max Headroom is one of the best C64 tunes ever. Other favourites of mine are Crazy Comets and Outrun, writes James. Well, James, thanks for writing. I hope you enjoyed the Outrun acoustic that was played earlier on today's show. As for the stereo sets, yeah, I heard about it too, but I've never actually heard any examples of it either. But if any of you listeners out there have a Commodore 64 with a dual SID setup and you can record something, please send me an email, send me a message, and we might figure out a way to get a... dual set recording played on the C64 Takeaway. Right, last but not least in feedback, Asker, I shouldn't say it in English, I should say Asker, because he's Danish. He's a guy who works at the same office that I work at, the same company that I work at. I was getting myself a cup of coffee earlier today, and in walks he, and he says, so when are you putting out a new show? I haven't heard a new one from you for a couple of weeks, and so apparently I have a fan in my own office. Well, what do you know? Yeah, I know I didn't produce a show last week as I had originally planned, but I was home visiting my friends and family for the Easter. And, yeah, so, now you know why I call it a semi-regular show. Right, a listener Mika in Finland sent me a list of his favourite games, including Mule, Lazy Jones, Tabor and Spy Hunter. So here's a mix of Lacey Jones, which I'll just cue up now on the little old iPod. This is from Mackie's CD. It's Binary Baby. This is Lacey Jones. Right, it's almost time to wrap up this show. We've got one more tune coming up. But before that, the usual practical information. The show site is at c64takeaway.com. That's the letter C, the number 64, takeaway, all one word. Where you can, of course, find show notes and links to everything featured on today's show. Email to c64takeaway@gmail.com. And, of course, anything you submit might be read out on the show, so please let me know if you prefer it not to. Thank you. Also, feel free to send in audio comments, either by the old-fashioned way of sending me an MP3 file, or by going to c64takeaway.com and click on the Send Me a Message speech bubble. in the right-hand sidebar. Also, unless you're a comment spammer, please add your push pin to the Frabber map at frabber.com/C64takeaway. That's spelled frabber.com/C64takeaway. I knew I'd get there in the end, get it right in the end. Right, this next tune is currently sitting in the remix.qued.org upload queue, but it'll probably be available, if not by the time you hear this, and then very soon. This is a Binster. This is Ghouls and Ghosts. The mix is called the Poltergeist Mix. It starts out a bit different, but then it gets very good. It's one of my favorites for 2006, and I will leave you with that tune while, I hope you had a good time. I will see you guys next time whenever that irregular update comes out. You all take care now you're here. Stay subscribed. Tell a friend about the podcast. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.